Shoyoroku, Pace 12. Jizo plans the rice field. Attention. Jizo asks Shuzan, "Where do you come from?" Shuzan said, "From the south." Jizo asked, "How is Buddha Dharma in the south these days?" Shuzan said, "There's extensive discussion." Jizo said, "How can that compare to me here planting the fields and making rice to eat?" Shuzan said, "What can you do about the world?" Jizo said, "What do you call the world?" Jizo is someone we've come across before, and if I recall correctly, I think I've spoken about this case before. But in any case, Jizo, also known as Ditsang in Chinese, and also the name Jizo is the name of a bodhisattva, the bodhisattva Kshitigarbha, also is the name, Jizo is the name of the bodhisattva that you see all over Japan with often in the form of a little child with a red cap and red apron. But that bodhisattva is different than this Jizo. This Jizo is the received the name from having lived and served as the priest at a Jizo temple, at Ditsang temple, and that's why we call him Jizo. Attention. Since we're going to explain more than that, I'd like to go back to the introduction to this case, which, in a way, sets the whole thing up. Writers cultivate with the brush. Speakers cultivate, or orators cultivate speech. Zen practitioners tire of seeing the white ox on the bare ground, and we don't even turn to look at the rootless, splendid herb. How do we pass our days? That introduction, in a sense, sums up, even though it's an introduction, it sums up the whole case, sums it up very succinctly, but we'll go to the case in any way. Tire of seeing the white ox on the bare ground. White ox refers to the 10 ox herding pictures, and it's the accomplished level of seeing the white ox. In other words, the ox becomes completely clear. The ground is completely bare. And we tire even of that, if we want to call it advanced sage, of seeing this whole accomplished Buddha Dharma right in front of us all the time. And we don't even turn to look at the rootless, splendid herb. Rootless. Rootless is, in a way, saying not attached to any sort of causes and conditions. Not attached to, if we say it a different way, any sort of likes and dislikes, preferences, should or shouldn't, coming and going, existing and not existing. We don't even turn to look at that. Don't even turn to look at that. Don't even attempt to make anything of that. Isn't that nice? Don't pay attention to it. Much less paying attention to all sorts of other things. So that sums up all this that Ditam, Jizo, is expressing. In Jewish tradition, there's a phrase, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Somen. God, or the Absolute, whatever we want to say, the unnameable, Lenegdi Somen, always in front of me. I'm always seeing this white ox, open ground, the Buddha Dharma is always right here. This is just the Prajnaparamita here. No need to go look for special accomplishments, rootless, auspicious grass, much less ordinary likes and dislikes. So Jizo begins this dialogue here. Where do you come from? That's a good question to test, to give someone, to give us the opportunity to see, be, express who we truly are. But unfortunately, Shuzan, or Shuishan, if I try to pronounce the Chinese, but my Chinese, as I've said, is very poor. Shuzan says, I come from the south. South, north, east, west. Is there differences? Are there Buddhas accomplished in the south as well? Or is it just in the north? Or is it just in the east? Or just in west? Or is there north, south, east, west in Buddha Dharma? But Jizo doesn't let him get away with just that. He says, how is Buddha Dharma, Buddha practice, Buddha expression in the south these days? Well, Shuzan is much caught up. Oh, there's lots of lively discussion, lively mundo, people expressing how you should be, what's the way to be active, teach, clarify, what's good and bad, who you should you support and what should you be against. What's the right way? What's the wrong way? Are they right? Are they right? I'm right. They're wrong. Much lively mundo, much lively doksan, discussions, talks. Oh, that's the Buddha Dharma. But Jizo doesn't let him get away with that. How could that match, compare to planting the rice fields and making, eating rice? planting, cooking, serving, eating, the most ordinary activities of life. He sets it forth right there for him. But Shuzan doesn't hear it either. He says, what are you going to do about the beings in the three worlds? How are you going to save them? How are you going to take care of the three worlds? Three worlds could be this world, could be the worlds of form, formlessness, neither form nor formlessness. Could be the world of desire, the world of form, the world of formlessness, all sorts of ways that we can make up tasks needed. But if we have attachments about all those and we get caught in our attachments, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble of all sorts of ways. That's the lots of mundo and discussion. See? That's the orator's cultivating with talk, with tongue. Orators, politicians, scholars, media people, they can have all sorts of discussions. That's how they cultivate Buddha Dharma. Or is it? Is that the way to cultivate it? What is it they're cultivating when they cultivate for and against the comment, the capping phrase about the extensive discussions is lower your voice. Lower your voice. What are you saying? Of course, the comment about Jizo's statement, how does that compare to planting rice and making, cooking, eating rice? The comment is to Jizo, don't brag so much. Don't brag so much. But in a way that's praise. What about the three worlds? What about all the things that need to be fixed out there? All the people I have to straighten out and correct. So Jizo drives the nail in more. What do you call the world? What do we believe about who and what we need to fix? And what is fixing the world? We have all sorts of ideas about what we're fixing and who we're fixing. Who we're fixing and what we're fixing. What is Buddha Dharma? What is the fundamental practice? What do you call the world? One comment says, he would have been much better if he just said, I'm busy planting the fields. In response to how about the world or the three worlds. Be busy right where you are. Be busy being completely at rest right here, right now. This is tiring of watching the white ox on the open ground. Open ground is one way of saying it. Another way, well, open ground is pretty, what should I say, close to the way it's traditionally stated. Bare ground is another one. Bare ground, open ground means this Prajnaparamita life that we are. Then all sorts of clear white ox appears and disappears, but we don't entangle in our stories about them, in our likes and dislikes, to the extent that we can't take care of it, plowing the fields that are our life this moment, whichever form that your particular, our particular fields are, whatever rice we have to wash and polish and cook, eat. That's exactly our practice. That's exactly cultivating exactly who we are, as opposed to cultivating, oh, I'm a scholar of such and such. I need to figure out this and this policy. Sure. If President Putin calls you up and asks you, what should I do in Ukraine? You can give him advice. And when President Trump calls you up, you can give him advice. And when your mother calls you up and asks you, what do you want for dinner? You can tell her. The rest of the time, just take care of the white ox on the bare ground of your life. That way you don't have to go looking for some fancy, rootless, splendid herb anywhere else. Thank you.